8:31, we will start the internal operations committee meeting. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Thank you. Do we have any public online?
No, we do not.
Okay. Now would be the time for public comment, but being that we have no public in attendance, we will move along. Item C, draft meeting minutes.
I move to approve the June 1st, 22 minutes of the Internal Operations Committee.
Thank you. I will second that. Moving along to presentations. I don't see presentations. Any updates?
No.
No updates. Very good. Discussion items. We have F1, land acquisition and signboards. Director Graham?
This was something, and hopefully I'm not saying the wrong thing, that Brian and I had talked about. So many questions come up about who owns the sign on the corner that says, Yacht Harbor this way. And then also the large sign on the water as you near the lighthouse. So he started looking into it. I started looking into it and came with no clear conclusion whether the church owned it or the marina. Everyone says they have nothing to do with it. But the reason that we were asking was so many people said when we were talking to them, whoever owns it should gift it to the town. And so then the that little piece of land we could use for parking, for signs, whatever, the strip in front of the fence for the church. You've got that look on your face, Mike. But we could keep it cleaned up and trimmed so it looks good. The signs are new on this one, so we wouldn't need to do anything with it. But the signboard by the lighthouse does need new signs. And we could, seek donations, get businesses to pay to have signs put up there that look good. But when people see this sign, and you all have heard it many, many times, who takes care of that sign? Why is it such a mess? They automatically think it's the town. No, we don't. But saying, oh, Hoffman owns it. Oh, who, nobody's taking responsibility for it. So why don't we?
Well, you want to do this?
Well, it doesn't really fall under one of our main powers as water, wastewater, lighting, and turfs. So I don't know how we would do that. I would have to talk to legal, but I don't think we can unless we have our lien powers changed.
The other thing is if you have it as a signboard, now you become a public forum for posting, for people to post on there, and the issue becomes, how do you control that? And we are not in the, we don't have a latent power for selling advertising or posting or those things.
Yeah,
it doesn't fall within our powers. Hmm. And then regarding who owns the land, somebody's paying taxes on it. But that's a math thing. So we don't have, staff doesn't have the ability to go research that out and spend time on that.
Okay.
Does, when the side fell off, who came out and repaired that?
I went to the marina.
Okay.
I seem to remember early on.
Yeah.
My memory serves me right. And they said, okay, we'll bring that to the attention of the owner, is what they told me, which was the new private owner.
Yeah.
And things got repaired. So I don't know if it was them or who it was.
Okay.
But things got repaired. And then, but it was always our understanding that that the Hoffman Company owned that and as part of the marina. And then I believe the lighthouse is outside our jurisdiction.
Well, what about the sign that's on the... Is it out of our jurisdiction, really?
I don't think the lighthouse is in our boundary jurisdiction. Hmm.
I don't think it is.
I wonder, that might be a REC 800 question.
But,
yeah.
But if we were to acquire land, it would have to be for the purpose of water, wastewater, lighting, landscaping, parks, recreation.
We could make that little strip a park.
So that...
Who would pay for it?
A little park.
The problem is the Zone 8 would have to pay for that. Mm-hmm. Well, and it doesn't fall within any of those categories.
Right.
It's just, we're not a city, so it's just not that we have the power to do.
So
the signage is the problem, but the obviously the landscaping, if the town did own that, then the landscaping would be maintained by the town, which clearly that it isn't. So I think that would be a good thing to I can bring that up to the marina owners and just ask them if they have that in their parcels unofficially, not related to the town, and maybe that's a matter that can be handled outside of the town.
Yeah, and talk to Brian. He may have also had a discussion.
Okay, so I guess for the purposes of discussion, that is not
discussed,
and it should not, and will not. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, I wish we could find out who does own it though, because it does.
One of the ideas I had is when it starts to overgrow again, so let's contact our fire marshal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let him figure out who is going to cite or hold responsible for that. Then we can identify who the owner is, and then we'll have some better clarity on making the call and letting them know it's getting overgrown or what have you.
It's Catch-22, though. You can find them out and find other things.
Okay. So are you good on item one?
Absolutely.
Okay. Then we will move to... still no public on the line?
No public on the line.
Okay. Moving on to F2, the Municipal Advisory Council, that legal counsel... Okay. Okay.
You know, and so I printed this out from online, and it appears to be the what was sent out by LAFCO, started out December 2008, and then amended 2016 and amended 2020.
Okay.
And
are you introducing that as additional material?
That was my next question. Should
yes.
I have to do that before the meeting?
Okay. Well, it's, I have, and I only have two. We can share. But when I look through this, and I'm just jumping in here.
No, please do,
Michael. But when I was looking through this, I was just wondering about the history. So we started out as a MAC, and so we had responsibility to work with the county to let them know, you know, issues, make suggestions on land use, et cetera. And each district was getting $3,000 per year, not a tremendous amount of money, but getting $3,000 per year. And then as time went on, okay, my next bullet, little thing here is just to say what we did. Such services, public health, safety, welfare, public works, planning, the town as a MAC could talk to the county about. And then I see March 12, 1997.
Just for clarity on that, so we talked to the county, it's every supervisor picks their MAC board.
Right.
And the MAC board serves to the supervisor regarding advice on those issues. So it's not the whole board itself. It's to that supervisor.
Okay. Okay, and then March 1997, it terminated Discovery Bay Municipal Advisory Council. That function would be assumed by the CSD Board of Directors. What happened there? What went on in 1997? So we were no longer getting the $3,000. We were a MAC, but is it a different...
Okay, so what happened there, this is my understanding, obviously I was not around back then, but I talked to some people who have that told me, well, the documents are there that shows exactly what happened is that they, because we're a district and we're in the town, they went through LAFCO and through the Board of Supervisors to provide a resolution, they're finding by LAFCO that we have the power to remain a MAC, which includes all the same powers of the other MAC, but the difference would be is the supervisor would not pick the members of their MAC board in their jurisdiction, that the MAC board for Discovery Bay boundaries would be would coincide with whoever the elected members were at that time. So you could actually have a MAC that outlived and remained the same beyond the supervisor's tenure.
Okay, that makes sense. Why did the, and again, not that it's a lot of money, but it has been brought up, you know, numerous times that the town doesn't have a budget to look into any MAC issues. Why was the $3,000 taken away?
Well, So what happened is that when the transition took place, a funding mechanism was put into place that had to do with something that was in District 3, which we are in, has changed. Back mm-hmm. then, District 3 included areas on the other side of Mount Diablo.
And so
the funding mechanism that was used to trigger the small amount of money came from some institution out there on a condition of building or something.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what it was. I can't remember what they told me, but what happened is okay, we continued to get that money when the district lines changed and somebody came in and challenged it. And legally, they were right.
Okay.
So
all right.
That's where our funding went to zero.
Okay.
Andy is online right now.
Okay.
So a little
late to the party.
Hey, thank you, Andy, for joining. We were just discussing the MAC responsibilities, town security responsibilities. Did you have any additional questions that you were trying to get clarification on?
No, I just really wanted, you know, once I had read this a few weeks ago, you know, I got a clear idea, but I was just kind of wondering the history and how it turned out the way it did. And then along with Andy, you know, when he talked about it, was it our last meeting? It seems like a long time ago. Mm-hmm. It made a lot more sense because it's not something we've spent a lot of time talking about.
So that's how the funding, okay. The funding got challenged.
Okay.
The person that challenged the funding was legally mm-hmm. correct, and so we were left without funding because the funding mechanism was no longer in our jurisdiction.
Got it.
Okay.
But then continuing to act as a MAC is actually in our interest.
Yeah, it didn't take anything away from us being a MAC. That mm-hmm. is, we have that power granted to us through the supervisor's office and through LAFCO, so it's okay. One of our latent powers. Actually.
Okay.
If you want to take this, it was just take it and read it later if you want to, but yeah. Those are the
yeah. yeah, that makes sense. So, cool. Yeah, I definitely yeah. will do that. Okay. Did you have anything specific that you wanted to ask Andy? It's we don't.
No, you gave me. I think
Mike answered the question. We needed Andy. Thank you so much for joining.
All right. Sorry, I was a little late, but I'm happy to stick around and. Listening just in case something else comes up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interaction.
I actually think that this that wraps up that discussion, mm-hmm. unless there's any more discussion that you want to have. Okay. Very good. Then future agenda items. Do you think that you'll be, after your meeting with the two parties for the potential webinar replacements, do you think you'll be at a point to where we should put that as an agenda item on our next internal ops meeting?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay, yeah. Let's do that. So we can try to keep that going quickly, because
sure.
I know you're fighting this.
We're looking at options just because there's been...
They have messed up severely multiple mm-hmm. times, and it's consuming too much of staff's time.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm going to look at a different program. So
okay.
I'll bring those back.
Excellent.
Cool. I think that'll be good. Any other agenda items?
No, thank you, though.
Okay. All right, then at 3:44, we will adjourn.